See, there's this thing of knowing and doing. And in between there, there's a gap. The knowing and doing gap. We all know it. I just gave it to you. You can go listen to all the CDs, you can go to the RTEs, you can do all that stuff, but there's a difference in knowing and doing. There's a gap. There's something in that gap. There's something happening in that gap that keeps you from going from knowing to doing. Here's what's in the gap. It's a little thing called fear. The knowing-doing gap is filled by fear. See, we all have fear, man. Fear is powerful. There ain't nobody in this room doesn't have fear. Fear is powerful. But see, to every action in the universe, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's something that's called the law of polarity. So there's black, there's white. There's good, there's bad. There's fear, there's courage. We're so focused on our fear, we don't look at courage. It's about conquering the fear to go make it happen. Fear is what, I heard every speaker today pretty much talk about fear. I heard Matt talk about it. I heard Carlos talk about it. I heard Wayne talk about it. Fear. See, we got to conquer the fear. See, if you know anything about me, this is where I'm all about. I'm passionate about fear. I am passionate about it. This whole thing of fear, it's the deal, man. Here's the reason why. Fear is so powerful. Fear stifles our thinking and actions. It creates indecisiveness that results in stagnation. I've known a lot of talented people who procrastinate indefinitely rather than risk failure. Lost opportunities cause erosion of confidence, and the downward spiral begins. Sound familiar? Do you ever let fear get in the way and it just kind of starts this downward spiral? Fear is powerful, man. But see, you got power over fear. See, I got all kinds of fears, man. But I think I handle fear pretty good. I think these guys handle fear pretty good. I mean, I'm pretty cool under fear a lot of times. They say, hey, let's go climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I said, okay, let's go do it. I did that. Hey, let's go in the ocean. Let's ride a shark. Let's hold on to a shark and let's ride it. I did that. Let's go jump out of a plane. Okay, I'll jump out of a plane. In my former life, they say, hey, we need you down here in room 10. There's a guy dying. If you don't get here, he's dying. We need you now. Get down here. If you don't get it done, he's history. Okay, I'll be right there. Boom, I'll get it done. I handle fear pretty good. But if you say to me, hey, Troy, there's a snake, I'm like, oh, no. Snake, no. My buddies know it, man. I hate snakes. They give me the willies. I can't even watch them on TV. Snake, no. I hate them. Danger is real. Fear is a choice. Danger is real. Fear is a choice. See, some of you aren't afraid of snakes. I'm terrified of them. But see, if you know me, I have this thing about me that I love to watch people conquer their fears. I love it. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to it so much I'm a pest about it. If you got a fear, I'm gonna make you try to conquer that fear. For one reason, I wanna see you squirm a little bit. That's kind of fun. But on the other, I know it's the most powerful thing you can do. It's the most powerful thing you can do. See, when we conquer our fears, we give permission to other people around us to conquer their fear. We empower them to conquer their fear. And as a leader, it really gets to me. You want to really get me not to work with me? Don't even try to conquer your fear. I'm done. If you're the person that says, I don't want to conquer that fear, I'll do it on my, I'm done. because I know you're not going to lead. I know you're going to pretend. Because people watch what you do. I don't care what the fear is. Conquer the fear, man. Conquer the fear. See, we all have fears, man. But it stands in that gap of knowing and doing. Nelson Mandela, here's what he said. People study fear. People talk about it. All great leaders talk about fear. Here's what he said. I've learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not be is not afraid, but he who conquers fear. Nelson Mandela. But Troy, what if I have a chicken list? Danger is real. Fear is a choice. Gandhi, the enemy is fear. We think it's hate, but it is fear. But Troy, what if I get in and all my friends hate me because they think I'm doing something that's not legal? Danger is real. Fear's a choice. Gandhi. Michael Jordan, fear is an obstacle for some people. It's an illusion to me. Troy, I've run out of my warm market. No, you've run out of your market. You're not afraid to call. Danger is real. Fear is a choice. Aristotle, he who overcomes fear will truly be free. Tell yourself the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, it's the truth. Some of the great leaders in this room, they talk about fear all the time. My buddy Byron Schrog, fear sucks. Mandela, Gandhi, Aristotle, Schrog. Fear sucks. See, fear does suck because it's keeping you from your dreams. See, I already know. We already know that you want to be free. We already know that you want your kids to come home and be raised by you and somebody else. The decision is not about that. The decision is about fear. I already know that you want to fire your boss. The decision is not firing your boss. The decision is fear. I already know that you want freedom. I already know what you want to build a dent in the universe. That's not the decision. The decision is fear. See, when I started coming to these trainings, I met a lot of great people. I met this guy. He told me something. He said, Troy, do what you fear the most, and the death of fear is certain. Do it. So when I was afraid to pick up the phone, I picked it up more. When I was afraid to do something else, I did that more. You got to attack your fears, man. There's no way around it. If you want to fill the gap, you got to just take it by the horns and do it. So if you guys could come out here real quick, let's tackle this one. Let's do it. Whew. That's a big ass snake. Man. That's a big, whew. That's a big snake. Okay. Big snake, big snake, big snake, big snake, big snake. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, I got him. Put him around me. Ooh. That's a big snake. 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 Oh, I don't like this. Oh, big snake. Oh, big snake. Don't go to my face, please. Don't go to my face, please. Oh, big snake. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that shines the brightest. Your playing small does not serve the world. Nothing about it, nothing is lightened about you shrinking so that other people around you will not feel insecure. We are all meant to shine as children do. It's not in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same around us. As we are liberated from our fears, our presence liberates others. Fear is a choice. God bless.
I hope you enjoyed Troy's powerful presentation on overcoming fear. And as good as it was listening to it, I promise you, if you were there and you saw the visual, it'd be even more powerful. We have loads of training audios on a program called The Advantage. All you need to do is go into your back office and click on World Ventures Advantage, and you have well over 100 audios, including this one, that you can download and listen to over and over and over again. However, the video of this presentation, along with dozens of others, is also part of the Advantage program. So if you want to get an even more profound message from what you just heard, go to your back office, click on World Ventures Advantage, and go to the video of Troy. I promise you, I know you feel like you got the impact from listening to it, but when you see the size of that snake, like I did when I was watching it, and when you see the look on Troy's face of pure terror, you'll really understand the message in a much stronger way. Troy's not a guy who's been snake handling his whole life. He truly was terrified of snakes, and he put that snake on him during a live event in front of 12,000 people. That's pretty powerful stuff, and I promise you, when you see it, it'll make a much bigger impact. So go to your back office and get the Advantage and enjoy this video along with all the other videos and audios that will be at your disposal 24/7.